Fourth inning action from Chaska this evening on KASM. Randy Rothstein with you. Luxembourg Baseball brought to you by the Hayloft Bar and Grill, Rambo of New London, Promotional Resources Incorporated. We're in St. Joe, Erkins Water of Cold Spring, Farmers and Merchants, State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond A&W. Reed Funnenstein beginning his fourth inning of work and set to go on Waconia Lakers hitters. That's number four hitter, Max Kallenberg. A right-handed hitter takes a ball, 1-0. There's that curveball from Funnenstein and the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Reed Funnenstein has walked three, hit one, and given up the one hit. Pitch to Kallenberg outside, a ball, and 2-1 now. Kallenberg, Hendricks, and Shipman in the fourth for Waconia. The 2-1 pitch, that's outside, and now 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Reed Funnenstein ready on the mound. The right-hander's pitch, and that's going to hit Kallenberg. So the second hit batter of the night. And that continues base runner streak. Reed has had base runners in every inning so far. That'll bring number five hitter, Jake Hendricks, to the plate, the right fielder, with Kallenberg at first. Funnenstein shakes off that first sign from DJ Krohn, and now he's ready to go to work. Drive to right field. That's hit a long ways back by the fence, and that one is gone. A two-run home run for Jake Hendricks has put the Waconia Lakers out in front, 2-0 here in the fourth. Hendricks got all of that one over the Cambria sign, right next to the scoreboard here in right center field, 355 feet plus. And it's 2-0 for the Lakers. Wow, that was a shot. Had a lot of people oohing and on here. Waconia out in front, 2-0. Up to the plate now, Sam Shiffman, the catcher. And the pitch to Shiffman is a strike called, 0-1. The ball's one strike. Randy Rothstein with you tonight here on KASM. Adam Ray producing our game at our sports studios in Albany. Funnenstein ready on the mound. The pitch low for a ball. And 1-1 now to Shiffman. One ball, one strike. Reed Funnenstein delivers that pitch on the outside corner. A strike called, and now 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Waiting on deck, designated hitter Chris Bullis. The 1-2 pitch, nobody out. Pitch low and away. Nice stop by DJ Krohn, and 2. Two balls, two strikes. Big two-run home run by right fielder Jake Hendricks. Here's a swing and a miss, and out on strikes is Sam Shiffman. Chased a pitch that was maybe a few inches off the ground. That'll bring Bullis to the plate. I think that the Brewers were throwing it around the horn and it got away from Ethan Fruth. Ended up back on the grass, and now they're going to have to switch the baseballs around. Yeah, anything that touches that grass surface tonight is going to come up wet. Chris Bullis at the plate. Chris walked in his first at bat, and the pitch outside, a ball, 1-0 from Reed Funnenstein. 1-0 the count. Funnenstein kicks, delivers. There's a strike called. And 1-1. Ronnie Olson, the second baseman on deck. One ball, one strike. Funnenstein's fastball line to left center field. That one is going to drop in for probably a double as Bullis legging it out. Here comes the throw in from Eiten and left. That's not in time. And Bullis with a one-out double here in the fourth inning. Got to bring the number eight hitter up in the order, Ronnie Olson. Ronnie Olson tonight, he walked in his only at bat. So Bullis at second. 2-0, Waconia leading here in the fourth inning. Funnenstein looks back to second and comes home with that fastball. And we see activity going down to the bullpen. Looks like JT Harn. I think JT getting the old wing loose. He's starting to throw in the Luxembourg bullpen. Here's the pitch from Reed. That's high for a ball. And now 2-0 to Ronnie Olson. Two balls, no strikes. Funnenstein kicks, delivers the breaking ball. Ooh. Good pitch there, and rule the ball, 3-0. 3-0 the count to Olson. Bullis out at second with one out, and the pitch inside, ball four. Olson's going to draw a second walk of the night. And that'll bring number nine hitter to the plate, Jake Stoddard. Stoddard struck out. No, actually bounced back to Funnenstein in his only at bat. Stoddard with runners at first and second. One out. And Funnenstein will step off at pitching rubber. Runners go back to their respective bases. And now time called. Reed Funnenstein wants to talk to DJ Krohn out on the mound. And probably with a base runner at second, maybe going to switch things up just a little bit. JT Harn continues to get loose down in the bullpen for the Brewers. Been a long fourth inning already. Reed Funnenstein working from the set. Runners take their leads at first and second, and the pitch catching the inside corner. Strike one to Stoddard. Max Kallenberg got it all started. He was hit by a pitch. Then the Hendricks two-run home run after Schiffelman struck out. Back-to-back walks to Bullis and Olson. And now 0-1 the count to Stoddard. Ball inside, and the count at a ball and a strike. 1-1. Kind of wondered, too. I mentioned Cody Simon when he was able to pitch after getting hit in that hip. Sitting a long time on the bench right now. Curveball from Funnenstein. That's ruled a strike. And 1-2 now to Stoddard. Leadoff man on deck, Dustin Schultz. One ball, two strikes. Reed Funnenstein ready. And the right-hander's pitch. Curveball, that's fouled away. And the count stays 1-2. A lot of people here. We see him parking all the way in the outfield tonight. Parking spots all eaten up with Waconia and Luxembourg fans. Funnenstein will step off the pitching rubber. And back to second goes Bullis. Ronnie Olson over at first. 2-0. Waconi has taken the lead here in the fourth. And the fastball, DJ Krohn, nice reaction. Grabs that fastball. Could have easily gone to the backstop. And the count at 2-2. Luxembourg trying to get out of this fourth inning without any further damage. The number nine hitter at the plate. The kick, the pitch, a swing and a miss. Funnenstein just came with the high, hard heat and got Stoddard to take it. Swing and a miss, strike three. So two outs. Reed with two strikeouts here in the inning. He had one strikeout in the third inning and one in the first inning. So four in the ball game right now. And the leadoff man, Justin Schultz, to the plate, who's been on base twice tonight. Curveball, swing and a miss by Schultz, strike one. Schultz hit by a pitch in his first at bat, and then he walked in the third. 0-1 the count, runners at first and second with two outs. Two runs in. Funnenstein has the sign from DJ Crone. And the right-hander's curveball. Schultz just gets a piece of it, and the count at 0-2. JT Harn still continues to throw. No balls, two strikes. Crone throwing down a series of signs again. And now time is called by Schultz. 0-2 the count. Olson at first, Bullis at second, Schultz at the plate. Funnenstein ready as he works from the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Schultz is out on strikes, and that'll end the Lakers' fourth inning. But they do some damage, scoring two runs on two hits. There were no Luxembourg errors and two left on base. We played 3.5 here in Chaska. 2-0 Waconia over Luxembourg. We're back in a minute.
Commitment to farm safety takes all of us. Haynesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want a safer tomorrow for you on the farm. Join us in recognizing National Farm Safety and Health Week and learn what you can do to make a difference. Practice safe habits today so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your Haynesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Derek Orth will lead off the fourth inning for the Luxembourg Brewers. And the first pitch to Derek inside the ball, 1-0. It'll be Orth, Funnenstein, and Lankut facing Cody Simon. And there's a strike call to Orth, and 1-1. 2-0 Waconia with the lead. Two-run blast by Jake Hendricks. The 1-1 Simon pitch inside a ball, and now 2-1. What's Derek Orth done tonight? In his first at bat, Derek hit it hard. He hit it off of Cody Simon's leg, but then it bounced right to the second baseman, so it went as a 1-4-3 put out. There's a strike call to Orth. Now 2-2, Simon's curveball inside. A ball, and the count full now at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Simon ready. Orth gives this one a long ride to right field. Down by the foul pole. It's going to drop right on the warning track, and Derek Orth legs it into second base with a stand-up double. Orth gave it a little ride as the fans up on their feet here cheering him on. Big double by The Brewer third baseman, and now to the plate, Reed Funnenstein. He's got the other Brewer hit. That was a double to right center field off of Cody Simon. So is the fourth inning the magic inning where teams score? We'll see here. The Brewers with a runner at second, nobody out, and Funnenstein can't hold up on that pitch. It's ruled a strike in 0-1. I'm in a breaking ball. Ball's one strike. Reed back into the box. Simon comes home and a swing and a miss, strike two. A little bit of a slider there by Cody Simon. Funnenstein out in front of it. The ball's two strikes. Josh Lankut on deck. Simon will step off that pitching rubber. Ortha does not move at second. He's already three or four steps off. And Simon comes home. Strike three called. Funnenstein will get caught looking. Reed thought maybe a little bit high in the strike zone. The home plate umpire thought otherwise. Josh Lenko. Lenko into the box now. He struck out in his first at bat. Four strikeouts for Cody Simon tonight. And Lenko takes outside a ball. 1-0. Derek Orth at second. Lenko at the plate. And the pitch. That's away. Here's the throw to second, and that gets by the shortstop. It'll roll into center field, and Derek Orth will go into third base. That'll be a throwing error on the pitcher, Cody Simon. No, actually, on the catcher, excuse me. That'll be on Waconia's catcher. Schiffman threw down to second base, but he threw behind the shortstop who was hustling over to the second base bag. So Schiffman given an error, and now the Brewers have Derek Orth at third base with one out. Lenko takes strike called on the outside corner, and now looks like two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike, the count. Here's the pitch. Lenko will follow this back and out of play. And the count, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Second error of the game for Waconia. Schiffman sets up outside, and Cody Simon hits that glove perfectly. A swing and a miss by Lenko. He's out on strikes. Second time tonight, it'll bring up Noah Grove. Noah Grove to the plate with Derek Orth at third base. Grove striking out in his first at bat tonight. Simon works from the stretch and a swing and a miss at the breaking ball, 0-1. No balls, one strike. Two outs, one on. We're in the fourth inning, 2-0 Waconia, as Grove will follow this one off over the first base dugout, Luxembourg's dugout, and out of play in the count 0-2 to Noah Grove. There's activity down in Waconia's bullpen. Looks like one of their draftees, as Grove will pop this one up on the right side. Out is the second baseman, Olson. Coming in is a right fielder, Hendricks. He'll make the catch for the out. And that'll do it for the Brewers in the fourth inning as they waste a leadoff double again. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on. Four in our books. 2-0 Waconia over Luxembourg. We're back in a minute.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No, hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy at all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 9/30/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value. Value on any 2018 or older vehicle, good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.
We make our way to the top of the fifth inning. Waconia leading Luxembourg 2-0 here in Chaska tonight. The round of 16 as a ground ball hit by Martin to short, and Ethan Fruth bobbles it once, and Martin is going to be safe on an error by the Brewer shortstop. Ethan Fruth just could not get a handle on it. He had charged it. I don't know if that first grip on the baseball, that baseball was wet, whatever it was, it'll go down as an error. And the Lakers of Waconia have yet another leadoff man on. Four of the five innings, they have had their leadoff man on first base. That'll bring A.J. Frederick to the plate. The pitch to Frederick, a swing and a miss, strike one. Does he take a swing? Wow. Does not get cheated on his. He is 1-for-2 tonight. He had a double in his first at bat. Martin is lead from first. Isaac Machinsky knowing over at first base too. He has to be totally aware if Frederick turns on one because it could get to him in a hurry. 0-1 the count. Bonnenstein's pitch. Frederick puts a bunt down the third baseline, and that is an awesome bunt. Derek Orth tries to pick it up. It's a wet baseball, and Frederick will be safe. I think the ultimate surprise was the big man after taking that mighty swing, putting down a bunt that caught everybody in the house off guard. It's going to go as a bunt single for A.J. Frederick and runners at first and second. Who would have expected a 2-0 lead? Your number three hitter up. That's why. Got to be ready for everything, and now you get your cleanup hitter. That's Max Cullenberg at the plate. Runners at first and second. Cullenberg swinging away here, and the first pitch is a ball low, 1-0. I think J.T. Harn's loose if the Brewers were going to use him. Getting a kind of a fog setting in here, too, at Chaska's Baseball Park. One ball, no strikes. Machinsky in at first, almost maybe expecting a sacrifice bunt from Cullenberg. No indication yet as the pitch from Reed is high for a ball in 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Funnenstein looking down to DJ Krohn. 2-0 Waconia here, top of the fifth inning. The curveball there is a strike called and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Two runs, four hits, two errors for Waconia. No runs, two hits, and an error for Luxembourg. On deck, Jake Hendricks. Here's a swing and a miss by Cullenberg. Strike two, 2-2 the count. Oh, they swing hard. They swing hard just in case they hit it. Like the man on deck, Jake Hendricks. He's got a two-run home run. That's the difference tonight. 2-2 the count. fog becoming more evident on the field right now. Runners at first and second. Nobody out here in the fifth. Funnenstein's pitch. Tapped to third. Orth steps on third. That's the only one he's going to get. That ball took forever to get to Derek Orth, but they get the force. Five unassisted. And Kallenberg now becomes the base runner over at first. A.J. Frederick goes to second. One down, and here's Jake Hendricks. Hendricks, two-run home run in his last at-bat. Fly ball to center field in his first at-bat. He's one for two tonight. And Hendricks will take high for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Frederick at second. Kallenberg at first. Here's Funnenstein's fastball. That's a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Reed Funnenstein kicks and delivers, and a tapper back to Reed on the mound. Oh, he goes to second and throws to Connor Clark. He never looked. And Connor Clark was not the guy covering second. It was Ethan Pruth coming across the bag. So Funnenstein will get charged with an error, and that's going to load him up. It was a tailor-made double play ball. Oh, man. Sam Schiffman, catcher, coming to the plate. Everybody's safe. A.J. Frederick goes to third. Max Kallenberg to second. Jake Hendricks on at first. On the air. And here in the inning, things have not gone the Brewers' way. Only one out. Dan, a drive to left field. Eiton fakes like he's going to catch it and cannot, is coming home. Safe at the plate is Frederick, as he had to wait to see if Sam Eiton was going to catch it. They almost got him on a force out at home plate yet. But coming across to score on the base hit by Schiffman, and it's now 3-0. So a base hit. Base is still loaded. And to the plate, Chris Pulis, the DH. 3-0, Waconia here in the fifth. Funnenstein delivers, ground ball to Machinsky. Isaac's going to come home. They get the force at home. Heads up play by Isaac over at first. 3-2. Forced out at home plate will be Kallenberg. Two down and to the plate, Ronnie Olson. So Hendricks goes over to third. Schiffman at second. Bullis at first. And here's Olson. What's Ronnie Olson done tonight? A couple walks. Batting with the bases loaded. Two outs. Funnenstein's fastball right down the middle. Strike one. JT Harn, he continues to throw down in that Brewer bullpen. 3-0 the score here in the fifth. Curveball, that's inside to Ronnie Olson, and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Funnenstein working from the stretch. Olson digs in the batter's box. Runners there leads, and the pitch is inside again, and now 2-1. Two outs, one strike. Waconia scored two runs in the fourth inning. Two-run home run by Jake Hendricks. have added one here in the third inning, or excuse me, in the fifth inning. They lead 3-0, have 5 hits in the game. And the breaking ball from Reed Funnenstein, a called strike, says the home plate umpire, and 2-2. Kind of a delayed call by the home plate umpire that got everybody buzzing again here in the bleachers. Then you realize how many people are actually watching the game. They are actually watching when all of a sudden that buzzing starts occurring. 2-2. Funnenstein fastball fouled at the plate. Just goes through the legs of DJ Crone and the umpire. Count stays 2-2. Well, it's 2 strikes. Funnenstein ready. And his pitch. Strike 3 called, and Crone's going to have to step on the plate or tag the runner. He tags the runner. That will end the fifth for Waconia, but they score one run. One run here in the fifth inning on 2 hits. There were two Brewer errors, and the bases left loaded. So we have played 4.5 innings. It's Waconia 3, Luxembourg nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute on KASM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Cody Simon beginning his fifth inning of work. Been staked to a 3-0 lead. It'll be Sam Eiten, Isaac Machinsky, and Connor Clark, the 7-8-9 hitters for the Luxembourg Brewers. Brewers have managed 2 hits tonight through the first 4, a couple doubles. Reed Funnenstein, Derek Orth, only 2 hits, and they both branded on the base paths. We'll see if Sam Eiten can make something else happen here in the fifth inning. Eiten in his first at bat tonight, fly ball to center field. As Cody Simon's pitch inside ball, 1-0. Simon actually has been hit by a couple batted balls tonight on the mound, one off his leg, one off his hip. Eiten tries to slap a bunt down. It's going to go foul in the count, 1-1 to Sam. We'll have more baseball here on KASM tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. That'll be Watkins and St. Martin. Yeah, Simon's pitch comes outside a ball in 2-1. 2-1. Schiffman, the catcher, have to chase that a little bit. Mentioned we have a little bit of a fog hovering over the field right now. Pitch is high and 3-1. 3-1. Cody Simon ready on the mound. The Rainiers pitch ripped in the right field, a base hit. So Sam Eiten starts things off here in the fifth inning, a base hit. Derek Orth had a leadoff double, and Reed Funnenstein a leadoff double. So the Brewers have been able to get their leadoff man on in 3 of the first 5 innings. See if they can make something else happen right now. Isaac Machinsky, he's got that home run power. He's hit some monster shots in his career. See if Isaac can get a hold of one now. Quick throw by Cody Simon to first, and Eiton back safely. Machinsky digs into the batter's box. Six so far tonight. Bounce back to Cody Simon on the mound in his only at bat. He'll take a fastball right at the belt. Strike one. 0-1 the count to Isaac Machinsky. Simon will look down to his catcher. And another quick throw. Eiton back safely. Almost have to wonder, Cody Simon, that was such a quick move. Almost looked like his first baseman, Frederick, was not ready. The 0-1 pitch. Machinsky will take inside a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. One won the count. Simon taking a little bit more time. Machinsky ground ball off the third base bag and in to the left field corner. Eiton legging it out. He's going to go to third and safe at third. Oh, was that a close play yet? Home plate umpire had a scamper out. And the home plate umpire saying Sammy Eiton slid around the tag. Martin, the shortstop, thought they had him out. Chris Knaus now saying they're going to use, I think, a pinch runner for Isaac Machinsky. It's Connor Clark coming to the plate. And Laconia, they want to have a word with the home plate umpire right now. But Sam Eiton took that extra base on a ball that was hit into left field. And that was a strong throw. Strong throw by Waconia's left fielder, Justin Schultz. And the home plate umpire, who was in charge of making that call, had a hustle down the line. He was right there. I mean, the guy was less than 5 feet away from the play when he made his call yet. So Waconia is arguing that they thought they had Sam Eiton. Of course, the home plate umpire said otherwise, so a break for the Brewers. We're looking for breaks. Here comes Connor Clark to the plate. We've got a pinch runner for Isaac Machinsky. Is that number five? Corey Wentz. Corey is running out there. Okay, that's who I thought it was. Saw the beard. So Corey running for Machinsky. There's a fastball, that's a strike to Connor Clark, and 0-1. No balls, one strike. 0-1 the count. Back-to-back singles for the Luxembourg Brewers here in the fifth. Are they the comeback kids? Can they come back down 3-0? They were down against Ada. They came back and won that ball game. Pitches outside to Connor Clark in 1-1. Top of the order, Luke Harn on deck. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brewers trying to crack the scoreboard here and put a crooked number up. Pitches outside to Connor Clark and the count 2-1. Thank you for being with us tonight on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and on our stream at mychasm.com. Two balls, one strike, the count, the kick, the pitch. This one's tapped down the first baseline, and it's going to go foul. Cody Simon chasing it, and boy, the way that one was up in the air for a long time, you almost were hoping Connor Clark beat it out, but it bounced foul, so just a long strike in 2-2. Eiton over at third. Corey Wentz at first. And Cody Simon on the mound. Clark back into the box. Are we going to see that slider? Catcher setting up outside. Pitch and strike three called as Simon hits the corner on a Friday night strike call. Wow. All right, we'll leave it at that. That is the first out for the Brewers here in the fifth inning. One out, still two on. And leadoff hitter Luke Harn to the plate as Cody Simon throws to first. Back safely, Corey Wentz. Simon on the mound. The right-hander comes home, and Harn takes a strike on the inside corner in 0-1. The ball's one strike, 3-0 if you're just joining us. Waconia leading Luxembourg here in the bottom of the fifth inning. First few innings just cruised. Now here in the fourth and fifth innings, taking a little bit longer. We'll get a station ID in our next break here on KASM. It's tap foul at the plate by Luke Harn and the count at 0-2. Wald's two strikes. Ethan Fruth on deck. Stick around following our game tonight in our post game. We'll name your coveted Chasm Hat Player of the Game. Our post game coming up here on KASM this evening. Wald's two strikes. The pitch high for a ball and 1-2. Good waste there by Cody Simon. One ball, two strikes. Sam Eaton over at third. Wentz at first. And the pitch. That's inside, and it's going to hit Luke Harn. And it'll load him up for the Brewers. Luke gets hit right in the foot or the leg as he gingerly walks to first base. And it'll bring Ethan Fruth to the plate. And it's going to draw a visit to the mound. Out to the mound now comes the Waconia manager. Just to remind you again, our Luxembourg sponsors for state tournament baseball on KASM, Albany and Richmond A&W, the Hayloft Bar and Grill, Rambo of New London, Erkins Water over in Cold Spring, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and the fine folks over at Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, bringing us Luxembourg baseball tonight here on KASM Radio. Three to nothing. Waconia with the lead, but the Brewers threatening here in the fifth. Bases loaded, one out. Corners. Actually, third baseman is in for Waconia, and the first pitch to Ethan Fruth is outside of ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Eaton at third, Wentz at second, Harn at first. Cody Simon on the mound, and now the right-hander will step off the pitching rubber. Making Ethan Fruth maybe think a little bit more. Ethan steps out too. He regains his train of thought here, focusing in on that pitch coming out of the hand of Cody Simon. And the curveball is a beauty to the left-handed hitting Fruth. And the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Simon sets himself on the mound, and he comes home again, and Fruth drives this one to left field. Schultz in left field will make the catch. Sam Eaton's going to tag, and they're going to give up the run as they throw to third, keeping the force in play and the sacrifice fly for Ethan Fruth. The Brewers on the board. It's 3-1. So now two outs. Runners at first and second, and Derek Orth to the plate. Derek, his last at bat, had a double down the right field line. He really got a hold of a pitch from Cody Simon. I think Derek is maybe thinking again, hey, can I get a hold of something maybe a little bit farther this time? He drills it to first, but right there is Frederick to grab the two-hopper, and that'll end the fifth for the Brewers. But they come up with a run. On two hits, there were no errors and two left on base. We 5 here in Chaska, 3-1, Waconia leading Luxembourg. We're back in a minute.
This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Here in Chaska, 3-1, Waconia leading the Luxembourg Brewers. Over in Waconia tonight, it's Sartell leading Bluffton 7-1. 7-1, the Sartell Muskies looking to punch their ticket to the Final Eight. Apparently in that ball game, one of the Bluffton players was ejected in that ball game. They have had a little bit of controversy tonight over in Waconia. And coming to the plate for Waconia, we're going to get Robbie Smith. Robbie Smith will be a pinch hitter for Waconia here in the sixth inning, batting for Jack Stoddard. First pitch from Reed Funnenstein, a strike called, an 0-1. Smith batting. Funnenstein on the mound. Would like a quick inning, a swing and a miss, strike two. It'd be Smith, Schultz, and Martin in the sixth inning. Reed Funnenstein ready. And the right-hander comes home, strike three called. Smith is caught looking. So one out. Reed Funnenstein now with seven strikeouts on the evening. He has hit two men and walked four. And the top of the order and Justin Schultz. Schultz so far tonight, 0-1, struck out in his last at-bat, was hit by a pitch in his helmet in the first at-bat and walked in the third. First pitch from Reed Funnenstein, a ball 1-0. Funnenstein's fastball a little bit inside and now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh the count. The kick, the pitch. There's a strike called and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. The Funnenstein fastball finishing high, and the count now 3-1. 3-1 the count to Schultz. Shortstop Derek Martin waiting to hit on deck. Three runs, five hits, two errors for Waconia. One run, four hits, two errors for Luxembourg. There's a strike called. And now the count full at 3-2. 3-2 the count. One of these teams will play at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon in the round of eight. Swing and a miss. Schultz goes down on strikes for a second time tonight, and Reed now with eight strikeouts. So the first two men down on strikes, we'll see what Derek Martin does in his at-bat. He's 0-3 tonight, a strikeout in the first, Fly ball to center in the third and reached on an error in the fifth. Batting here in the sixth. Funnenstein ready. And the first pitch is outside of ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. No activity at all in the Waconia bullpen as Martin will follow this one off. Foul over by the first base dugout. And the count, 1-1. JT Harn was throwing earlier for the Luxembourg Brewers. Got up in a couple innings, threw in the fourth and the fifth innings when Reed was struggling with his control. Here in the sixth, two outs, nobody on. Curveball just missing outside. And the count, 2-2. 2-1 the count. On deck, A.J. Frederick. Funnenstein ready. A swing and a miss by Martin. Strike two. 2-2. I think Reed took something off that pitch. Martin seemed like he a little bit out in front of it. The count, 2-2. And Funnenstein, I don't know if he got a bug in his eye or what. Looks like he's ready to go now. Has the sign from Crone. And he comes home. It's blooped to short. Fruth will catch it in the air for the out. That'll do it for the Lakers in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. First 1-2-3 inning tonight for the Brewers against Waconia. We played 5.5, Waconia 3, Luxembourg 1. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Roads are busy with farm equipment during harvest season, so please help your local farmers by sharing the road and staying alert. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want your help in keeping farmers safe. Slowing down and practicing careful driving could save someone's future and help us all trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Well, bottom of the sixth inning, 3-1. The Luxembourg Brewers trailing Waconia. Looks like Miesfeldt still leading Chanhassen, 1-0, bottom of the sixth inning in Class B action. Tomorrow here on KASM, 11 o'clock, we'll have St. Martin and Watkins. Everybody's looking forward to that ball game. Sartell leading 7-1 over Bluffton. Here it's 3-1, and Reed Funnenstein leads off the sixth for the Brewers. Here in the sixth, it'll be Funnenstein, Lenko, and Noah Grove. And the first pitch to Reed, a strike and 0-1 from Cody Simon. Simon delivers. There's a little bit of a sidearm breaking ball and the count 0-2. I know Cody's probably got a special name for that, but it's a tough pitch to hit. And a swing and a miss. Funnenstein goes down on strikes. As that time Simon came from the slide and maybe threw a little bit of a slider there. And 1-2-3 goes Reed here in the sixth inning. One out. And to the plate, Josh Lenko. First pitch to Josh, a strike called, 0-1. O 0-1 the count to Lanco. As the DH tonight, Josh has struck out twice against Cody Simon. Takes a fastball right down the middle and strike two. The ball is two strikes. Lanco back into the box with one out. Simon's pitch in. Lanco will follow this back and out of play. Counted 0-2 yet. Oh, two the count. Simon delivers. Lanco pops this one up down the right field line. Coming hard is the right fielder making the catch. Wow. Hendricks, as Olson was running out right at Hendricks, and somehow he grabs that ball, makes the catch without a collision, and Lanco retired on the fly to right. So two outs here in the sixth. And Noah Grove to the plate. Noah so far tonight, 0-2, a strikeout and a fly ball to right field for Grove. And the breaking ball, there's a strike called, and 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Fly ball down the right field line, and that one will land foul. And with the fog, wet grass, we saw Luke Harn slip earlier in the game. Here's a swing and a miss. Gove is down on strikes, and the Brewers done here in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 6-3-1. Waconia leading Luxembourg. We're back in a minute on KASM.
The Hayloft Bar and Grill is proud to support the Luxembourg Brewers as they play in the 2021 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Stop in and enjoy a cold beer or your favorite food off of the menu, or check out their daily specials. It's a great atmosphere and some of the best food you'll find in central Minnesota. If you're traveling on Highway 15 through Luxembourg, stop in at the Hayloft Bar and Grill before or after the game. Good luck, Brewers, at the State Amateur Baseball Tournament from the Hayloft Bar and Grill.
Resources Inc. in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources Inc.